感谢主，安息圣日，我们来神的殿来敬拜神。
We thank to the Lord at Sabbath day we gather here to worship Him.
今天早上我要用保罗对提摩太讲的一段圣经来彼此勉励。
This morning I will use the words commented by Paul to Timothy as our mutual encouragement.
保罗告诉提摩太
，Paul told Timothy.
你就是基督的精兵。
You are Christ's soldier.
你就是运动员。
You are the athlete.
你就是农夫。
You are also a farmer.
可能我们从来没有当兵过。
Maybe we had never been to the army.
但是我们信主以后
，However, after we believe in Christ,
在属灵上我们就是耶稣的兵。
Spiritually, we are His soldier.
要打灵战。
We should fight a spiritual war.
可能我们没有参加过比赛，做过运动员。
Maybe we had never been to the athletic field.
但是我们信主之后
，However, after we believe in Christ,
我们就变成属灵的运动员。
We are becoming a spiritual athlete.
为着要得到那个荣耀的冠冕。
In order to receive the glorious crown.
可能我没有当过农夫。
Maybe we had never been a farmer.
但是我们做了基督徒之后
，However, after we become a Christian.
我们就是属灵的农夫。
We are a spiritual farmer.
为着要收成百倍。
We sow in order to reap.
现在来看提摩太后书。
Please refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第三节
Verse 3
你要和我同受苦难好像基督耶稣的精兵第四节
Verse 4
凡在军中当兵的不相事物缠身好叫那照他当兵的喜悦第三节跟第四节保罗告诉提摩太说你就是基督的精兵
In verse 3 and 4 Paul told Timothy you are a good soldier of Jesus Christ
我们之中大部分的弟兄都是台湾来的
Most of the brothers in this chapel came from Taiwan
我们大家都有这个当兵的体验
We all have an experience of a soldier in the army.
那保罗告诉提摩太说，你要和我同受苦难，好像当兵的人。
Here, Paul said, "You must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ."
所以保罗在这里提到耶稣的兵第一个特色就是要操练受苦。
The first characteristic of Jesus Christ's soldier is.Have to endure hardship.
有很多人在家里面生活很舒服。
Many of us have living in a really comfortable life.
睡着弹簧床。
We sleep in a really nice spring bed.
那吹的是冷气、暖气。
And the house is air conditioned.
天天在注重头发的这个样式。
We pay a lot of attention to our hairstyle.
但是去当兵了，所有头发都理掉。
However, if you join the army, your hair will be cut.
你一摸头上是没有头发，给你做发型。
When you reach out to your hair, there's not much hair for you to make a hairdo.
过来没有弹簧床，睡木板。
And also in the camp, you may not have a spring box.
那你就受苦。
You have to endure hardship.
没有冷暖气。
The house may not be air conditioned.
然后你要天天照着很严格的这个日程来过日子。
And every day you live in a really rigid schedule.
那么这个就是受苦。
This is to endure hardship.
一个兵如果不能受苦，没有办法打战的。
If a soldier could not endure hardship, then he would not be able to fight.
你在战场上哪里去找牛排呢
？If you are engaging a war, how can you find a steak?
没有办法。
You could not do that.
所以当兵的第一个特质要学习受苦。
The first thing, if you want to be a soldier, you got to be able to take hardship.
但是当兵不一定要受苦，要准备受苦。
However, not necessary. If you are a soldier, you would always have hardship. You just got to be prepared for it.
有一个慕道者说他来教会参加聚会。
One of the true seekers, he came to church and he commented.
他说道理我都很能接受。
And the truth.You have preached, I can accept.
但是一项我很难了解，常常在讲受苦，他
However, I could not quite understand why you always mention we have to suffer.
我说不要信，反而比较快乐。
Maybe I don't want to be a Christian because I will be able to live in a much comfortable life.
信主耶稣不一定要受苦。
To be a Christian, not necessary you would endure hardship.
但是我们要有受苦的准备。
However, we have to prepare for the hardship.
因为主耶稣在世的时候
，When Jesus was preaching in the world,
他有讲人要接受三种的洗。
He said, a person should receive three types of baptism.
一个是水洗。
One is water baptism.
一个是灵洗。
One is spiritual baptism.
第三个就是火洗。
The third one is fire.
它这个火洗就是一种苦难的洗。
Baptism by fire is means that means on the hardship.
要炼净一个人。
To purify oneself.
使一个旧人除掉，变成一个新人。
To convert an old person to a new person.
啊，有时候我们道理一直听听听，没有办法进步。
We listen to sermons quite often, however, spiritually we may not make any advancement.
但是你经过了一段苦，马上就进步。
After you have gone through some type of hardship, your spirituality would increase.
所以神让人受苦是神要教导人道理的最后一个方法。
Jesus let us encounter hardship is one of his trials to us.
那常常在这个最后一个方法当中，人的道理进步很快。
This may be the last resort he set up a set of tools, and also we would make a lot of advancement through this hardship.
那当兵的人也是一样。
To be a soldier in the army is the same.
很多父母喜欢孩子去当兵。
Many parents would like their children to be in the army.
他说孩子当过兵比较懂事。
They believe a person join army can mature much quicker.
就是受苦能够使一个人改变，成为一个新的人。
To go through hardship will make you maturity, will make you mature much quicker.
所以保罗说我们要彼得说我们要受苦的心智来装备自己。
Here, Peter said, we should decorate ourselves through a hardship.
请看彼得前书第四章。
Refer to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章
First Peter chapter 4
第一节
Verse 1
彼得前书第四章第一节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1
基督既然在肉身受过苦，你们也应当将这样的心智做兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝。第二节
Verse 2.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。这里说耶稣给我们设下一个模范。
Here say Jesus has set a good example for ourselves.
就是在肉身受苦。
That means that he suffered tremendously in the flesh.
所以他在一生当中，他的肉体没有犯罪。
Therefore, Jesus did not commit any sins when he was in on the world.
你看，一个人会去犯罪啊，常常就是没有办法受苦。
A person quite often commits sins because he could not endure this hardship.
所以这个肉体的情欲一出来，他就顺肉体的情欲去做。
When you have lust coming from your flesh, you would follow the lust.
那么耶稣怎么受苦？
Why, how did Jesus suffer in flesh?
你看到他克西马尼园祷告。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
在很晚的时候跪在那里祷告。
In the late night, he kneeled down and prayed.
大声祷告。
He cried out loud,
汗流满面。
He transpired quite a lot.
那么这种就是一种受苦。
That's one of the phenomena of suffering.
结果在这种受苦当中。
In his suffering,
他得到力量。
He received strength.
他胜过了苦难。
He overcome the difficulties.
那么在他的生活当中，他常常在禁食祷告。
In his daily life, we also notice he fast quite often.
攻克自己的身体。
He tried to control his flesh.
使他的身体能够顺服他的心灵。
He made his flesh to follow his will.
那么他就是一个没有犯过罪的人。
He is the person has no sin.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Refer to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter
9. 27节。
27.
第九章27节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。保罗在这里讲他的体验。
Here Paul related his own experience to us.
他说他要攻克他的身体。
He said, I discipline my body.
就是身体所出来的欲望。
And that means I'll control the flesh desire.
叫这个身体能够服我。
Make his flesh now subject to his mind.
那这个我就指的心里面的灵所出来的欲望。
That means spiritual his will coming from himself.
那保罗在这个过程当中，他也是受苦。
In this process, he suffered a lot.
所以受苦会使一个人进化，会使一个人进步。
Suffering really can make a person much pure.
啊，耶利米阿歌里面说
，In the book of the in the Lamentation of Jeremiah,
他说人在幼年所负的恶原来是好的。
When a person take a yoke in the young age, it which is good to him.
现在的父母很怕小孩子受苦。
Nowadays, a lot of parents.Are afraid of their children suffer anything.
但是根据耶利米先知的看法，人在小时候如果受一点苦，这是好的。
However, according to prophet of Jeremiah, we believe suffering is good for everybody.
受苦会使一个人成熟，会使一个人有智慧。
Suffering can make a person mature and also make a person wise.
那你反过来看，你一个小孩子从成长的过程如果没有受过苦。
Conversely, if a young kid, if a person has never suffered anything in his childhood,
然后常常比那个受过苦的不成熟。
Quite often, he will be spoiled and will not be as mature as someone has suffered.
所以这里保罗说啊，第一个当兵就是要操练自己受苦。
Here Paul said the first characteristics of to be a soldier is endure hardship.
我们再看提摩太后书。
我们 please refer to 2 Timothy。
第四节，第二章第四节
，Chapter 2, verse 4。
提摩太后书第二章第四节
，Second Timothy, Chapter 2, verse 4。
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那他叫他当兵的喜悦。哦，当兵另外一个特色就是不将事务缠身。
The second characteristics of a soldier is never entangle himself with the affair of his life.
哦，所以一个当兵的人呢，他所有的家事都不能做。
To be a soldier in the army, you could not take care of your own affairs at home.
他整个心、整个精神都是在当兵里面。
He has to devote his whole mind and heart to his soldiership.
那么这个今天就是告诉我们基督徒一种操练。
This is also a lesson for us as a Christian.
我们每一个人都是精兵。
We should be a soldier for Christ.
啊，耶稣在约翰福音里面说
，Jesus mentioned in the book of John.
他说：“我叫你们要住在世界。”
I let you live in this world.
不要离开世界。
Do not depart from this world.
但是你们又不属世界。
However, you don't belong to this world.
你们要超越世界。
You should go about this.World.
我们人活在世界上不能够没有做工的。
We could not have a job in this whole world.
因为神的旨意就是要人做工。
Because God wants us to work here.
我们看这个亚当夏娃被造的时候，神就是给他工作做，你要修理看守。
When Adam and Eve was created, now the Lord gave them some assignments.
每一个人要贡献一点力量，让这个社会能够进步。
Everybody got to make his own contribution to the society.
但是基督徒的困难就是说，你活在社会上不能够被社会缠住。
However, the lesson we should learn is that we should not be entangled by the worldly affairs.
这个是最困难的地方。
This is the most difficult part.
所以一个成功的基督徒就是他在社会上有事做，但是他并没有被社会缠住。
A successful Christian is he has a job in the world, however, he would not entangle himself by his own affairs.
圣经里面用老鹰在描写一个属灵的基督徒。
In the Bible, it describes the Christian life as an eagle.
老鹰有什么特色？
What kind of characters eagle has?
老鹰的巢筑在地面上。
Eagle has his nest on the ground.
但是老鹰经常高飞在天空。
However,He fly high always.
风吹越大，它可以飞越高。
The more gusting wind, he would fly much higher.
但是老鹰肚子饿的时候，它也要下来吃这些动物的肉。
When eagle is hungry, he would come down to the ground and snatch something.
这就是一个属灵基督徒的表现。
This is the spiritual Christian's now behavior.
我们没有办法离开世界。
We could not depart from this world.
但是我们的心要高飞在天空，不要被世界缠累。
However, our mind should set up high, should not be bother with worldly affairs.
好像哥罗西书讲，
就像 in the Corinthians，
啊，要追求上面的事。
We should seek outer heavenly affairs.
不要思念地面的事。
We should not thinking about worldly affairs.
因为你们已经死了。
Because you are dead.
今天你们与基督一同复活过来。
You are resurrected with Jesus Christ.
那精兵的第三个特色。
Third characteristics of to be a soldier,
就是要武装。
We should arm ourselves.
没有一个兵不经过武装能够打战的。
No soldier can go out to the field without prepare arm himself.
请看以弗所书。
Please refer to Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6,
十一节。
Verse 11
到十二节。
Through 12,
274页
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 and 12.
要穿戴神所赐全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。十二节
12.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。十三节。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。这里说我们要穿神赐的全副军装。
Here say we should put on the whole armor of God.
然后才能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Then we may be able to stand against the schemes of the evil.
因为我们征战的对象是魔鬼。
Because we are wrestling against the flesh and the evil.
那么这个全副武装有几个重要的重点。
To take on the whole armor has some spiritual meaning.
第一个
，first，
真理要束腰。
We should use our truth, as a belt.
我们当过兵的人知道，这个当兵第一个腰要束紧。
To be a soldier, quite often they would ask you to tighten your belt.
不然的话，你一直跑地面，一直爬，你一直拉着腰带。
If you don't do that, you would lose your concentration.
好，所以这个腰要束紧就有力量。
If you buckle up your belt, then you would have strength.
那这里说真理束腰。
We should use truth to buckle our belt.
就是用真理来约束我们的生活。
That means that we should use our truth, the truth to guide our life.
今天很多的基督徒没有力量。
Nowadays, today, a lot of Christians could do not have a strength.
因为他只听道理，并没有实际用道理来约束他的生活。
Because they listen to the sermons but did not carry it out.
好，所以失去力量。
They lose strength.
那一个人如果他能用道理在每一天的生活当中约束自己
，If we use our truth to guide us, buckle ourselves,
就会有力量。
Then we shall have strength.
再看十七节
，verse 17.
戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。哦，这里说圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
Here it says, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
我们要跟魔鬼作战，一个很重要的方法就是神的道理。
Here it says, one of the good weapons we have to against evil is the word of God.
我们看耶稣胜过魔鬼。
Jesus fight against the evil.
他就是用神的话胜过的。
He used the God's word.
那么夏娃犯罪。
Eve commit sins.
就是他失去了神的话。
Because she did not have God's word.
所以神的话失去了就没有宝剑，防守不了就被打倒。
If we don't have God's word in our mind, then we don't have any weapons against evil.
所以保罗说，基督徒就是精兵。
Here Paul said, Christian should be a soldier.
第二个
Second thing,
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Please refer to 2 Timothy chapter 2,
第五节
verse
5, 303页。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5,
人若在场上比武，不是按着规矩，就不能够得冠冕。这个讲说基督徒就是运动员。
Here it says a Christian is also an athlete.
在场上比武。
We compete in the athletics.
那为什么保罗会把这个用出来呢
？Why Paul makes such an analogy?
因为当时保罗受教育地方那个希腊就是奥林匹克的发源地。
We have to understand Paul was born in Greece, which is the source of the Olympics.
那个地方的运动风气很盛。
At that time, athletics was quite popular.
所以大家很熟悉一个运动员比武应该有什么态度。
Everybody is quite acquainted with what kind of rules at one athlete should follow in the field.
所以他在这里用运动员来比喻基督徒。
Here he makes a comparison between ethnic and the Christian.
运动员有什么特色？
What kind of characters the ethnic has?
啊，十多年来以来啊，世界上这个桌上乒乓球最强的就是中国。
In the last 10 years or so, the most powerful nation in table tennis maybe is the People's Republic of China.
从来没有被打过，打败过。
They have not lost any major championship.
但是1986年
However, in 1986,
在韩国的汉城举办亚运。
In Seoul, Korea, in the Olympics of Asia.
结果第一次中国的队被韩国打败。
For the first time,People's Republic of China lost the game to Korea.
那后来有人就在调查为什么这韩国能够打败中国这么强。
After the game, a lot of people make a survey, try to find out how can Korea become such a strong power.
他们在一年以前就开始把所有这个乒乓球运动员都集训。
And the survey found that they make a team, the Koreans make a team and train them a year before the.The game.
那每一天就是练球杀球
，and every day they practice.
哦，那么因为你常常去练
，because you practice it every day.
你要练到你眼睛闭起来，你也知道怎么杀。
So they can even play table tennis without their eyes open.
因为你已经变成你习惯里面的一部分。
You make it as a habit, a natural part of yourself.
所以这个运动员常常操练，操练到成为习惯的一部分。
An athlete should train himself until becoming a natural habit of himself.
比如说，有人在参加这个一百米的赛跑
，just like in a 100-meter dash.
单单要练习怎样开始起跑，就要练习很久。
Just to learn how to get started, and it would take a long time.
因为你要练习那个角度刚刚好。
You have to train yourself, position yourself in the right angle.
你如果太平了
，if you put yourself too upright.
那么你风的阻力大，你就会慢了0.1秒，你就输了。
You will see tremendous resistance coming from the wind. You will lose your advantage.
你如果太斜了，你就倒下去了。
If you bend it too far, you will lose your will lose your balance.
所以要训练到很自然，他蹲下去刚刚好那个角度。
You should train yourself, position yourself at the right angle to get started.
所以运动员要经历操练。
Athlete should be trained.
使那个运动的技巧成为他自然的一部分。
Make his techniques as part of himself.
今天我们做基督徒要经过操练。
As a Christian is the same.
让属灵的生活成为我们自然的一部分。
We should make our spiritual life as part of ourselves.
我们来看提摩太前书第四章。
Refer to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第八节
Verse 8
操练身体益处还少唯有敬虔凡事都有益处因为有今生和来世的应许这个地方说操练身体益处有但是不多
Here says on bodily exercise profit just a little
但是如果人在敬虔上操练自己
But however if a person is godliness
凡事都有益处
Then he will profit
今生跟来世的益处
For all things have aPromise of this life and also for the future life.
有很多人喜欢运动。
Everybody enjoy exercise.
因为这样能够活久一点，身体更健康。
We believe exercise can help us prolong our life and make us healthier.
益处还少。
Benefits are just a minor part.
我在神学院读书，我那期有三个人。
When I was in the seminary school, I have three classmates.
有一个身体最壮。
There's an individual, he has a really good healthy body.
大家都说他好像牛。
Everybody make a comment, he's just like a ball.
两点睡觉，六点祷告会他也起来。
And if he go to bed at 2 a.m, he still can get up by 6.
精神很好。
He always has a good spirit.
因为他年轻的时候常常运动。
Because when he was young, he did a lot of exercise.
但是出来过了 不到一年他离世了。
However,maybe about less than 1 year after he graduated, he passed away.
所以操练身体，身体健康不一定你就能够活久一点。
This is a good example. If we have a healthy body, doesn't necessarily guarantee us we will live longer.
所以益处有限。
The benefit is limited.
但是一个人如果常常在敬虔上操练自己
，However, if we practice us exercise us to be godly,
他会得到神的喜悦。
Then He will please God.
然后在今生来世属灵属肉都得到神的。
Then he will receive blessings now physically, materially, and also spiritually.
我举个几个例子。
I can make a couple examples for you.
好像说我们在讲话。
就在in our speech.
好，我们这个平常的日常的生活，包括在家里面，如果讲话很注意的话。
In our daily conversation, daily talks, if we pay attention to it.
就是讲敬虔的话。
We should make our language profitable to somebody.
你不论在任何的场所，你不会讲不敬虔的话。
We shall not utter anything ungodly.
因为这已经变成你习惯的一部分。
If we make it as one of our habit.
但是有的人如果在日常生活上很喜欢开玩笑，讲不敬虔的话。
However, sometimes.We see people like to make jokes and godly jokes.
或者你到了一个场所里面
，if you go into an occasion，
虽然你很刻意去讲敬虔的话
，although you try to make yourself as godly as possible，
但是有时候不小心一句这个不敬虔的话就跑出来。
However, maybe due to the nature, you will pop something ungodly.
因为这个人的自然是讲不敬虔的话。
Because of by nature, you are an godly person.
所以装的是装不久的。
If you try to pretend.You could not do it.
所以人要常常操练自己。
We should always practice ourselves.
那么有的人一开口就是在判断人。
Some people like to make judgments.
啊，这个对，那一个错。
They make comments that this is right, this is wrong.
这个已经变成他自然的一部分。
Quite often, this becoming part of himself.
你叫他不要这样做，一下他又回过来。
If you ask him not to do that, he would have a hard time.
一个人如果常常很注意
，if a person always pay attention to himself,
操练自己。
He exercised himself.
过了一段时间
，after a certain period of time，
他讲的话都是感谢的话。
He would only utter good things.
好，这个就是一种操练的果效。
This is not the benefit we would receive through exercise.
所以我们如果认为道理对的，一定要努力操练，把它操练到成为我们很自然的一部分。
When we learn the truth, we should pick it up and exercise.In our daily life.
好像聚会也是一样
Just like, you know, coming to the services.
有的人常常来聚会
A lot of people come here often.
他已经成为他自然的一部分
Becoming part of his habit.
我今天如果不聚会
If I don't come to the church for service.
我做什么都不好
I feel I don't know what to do.
好像失去了一件东西
Just like I lost something.
他就聚会，聚会就很自然
Then he will naturally come to service.
但是人我如果习惯不聚会成为自然
If a person pick up the habit not to coming to the service,
那就很困难来聚会。
Then it is really difficult for us to invite him to come to the service.
每一次聚会就要很大的挣扎。
Every time he come to the service, that means a tremendous struggle.
这个也是要操练。
This is part of our exercise.
另外一个就是时间。
The other thing is time.
前不久哈，这个旧金山有一个县啊，叫做 San Mateo， 在这个。Daly City 的南边的一个县，一个学校在发起一个运动。
Not too long ago, in the San Mateo County, which is now right on the south of Daly City in Bay Area,
他发起学生发起运动，就是叫所有的家庭一个月不要看电视。
There was a student movement that tried to encourage every household not to watch TV for 1 month.
多读一点书。
And they encourage kids to.Read much more, more books.
那我们为什么想这些小孩子要发这个运动呢
？Why the students would initiate such a movement?
现在人讲讲很矛盾。
Actually, it is a big dilemma for us.
一直想要活长久一点。
We like to live longer.
但是把很多的时间用到没有意义的事情上。
However, we spend a lot of time in unprofitable affairs.
好像人坐下来、空下来就开电视。
Just like if we have time, we will sit down in front of the tube and turn it on.
电视能够造就我们节目有，但是不多。
We can see some really good educational programs from the television. However, they are not quite often.
很多的电视节目是要提供我们杀时间的。
And a lot of the programs on the television is just for the entertainment.
所以一个人坐下来没有事情做就看电视。
If you have nothing to do, then you would sit down. Naturally, you would sit down and turn the TV on.
所以表面上很忙。
On the surface, you are really busy.
但是实际上很多时间用到这不必要、没有意义的事情上。
However, in reality, you waste a lot of time.
但是一个人如果操练自己
，if an individual exercises himself,
怎样好好的安排时间
learn how to arrange his time.
他每一天能够做很多有益的事情。
Then he would be much more productive.
而且他在安排给神的时间还不会减少。
He would also arrange much more time for godly affairs.
所以我们要检查一下，我们这一天里面看电视多久，要操练。
We should self-examine our schedules and try to figure out how much time we have spent on television.
很多有意义的事情比看电视还有意义，我们没有做，但是我们花很多时间。
Many profitable things we have not done because we spend too much time on television.
那另外一个
the third case.
我们来到美国这个社会里面
when we come to this new society, USA,
我会发现说美国这个社会很守时
we realize now this society is quite punctual.
但是我们大部分从中国来的
however, we are the Chinese.
没有这个观念。
We don't have that such a, we don't have such a good customer.
我到非洲去。
When I was in Africa,
八点敲钟。
I ring the bell at 8 o'clock.
八点半信徒一个一个来。
And by 8:30, the believers would come one by one.
然后到了八点四十开始唱诗。
Then we would start the hymn singing by 20 till 9.
唱到九点，那个天来的已经唱到没有声音，手打鼓已经打到发麻了，大家才来。
Then the, by 9 o'clock, now, the congregation would get together and the now, sinners would really become tired.
所以大家觉得说我先来反正我来这里吃苦吃亏。
And so there was a concept that if they come earlier, they would waste much more time.
越发达的地方对时间的观念越清楚。
The industrialized society, they were much more on time.
因为时间就是生命，时间就是钱。
People believe time is your life is really valuable.
所以这个要很大的操练。
We should exercise ourselves.
我们戴的手表是最好劳力士的。
We may have a really expensive Rolex watch.
一天慢不到一秒钟。
And it is so accurate, it will not even slow 1 second in a given period.
但是我每次 appointment 都是慢三十分钟。
However, in our appointment, we are quite often late for 30 minutes.
这个就是缺乏操练。
This is a lack of exercise.
好，所以一个人如果习惯性不能够准时，就是要操练。
If you are pick up a habit not to be on time, you got to do your best to train yourself.
所以这里说，我们基督徒就是运动员。
Here said now we as a Christian is also an athlete.
好，要操练属灵的生活，要操练对的事情，直到成为我们自然的一部分。
We should exercise our daily life until it becoming part of ourselves.
我听一个弟兄讲。
I have heard a comment from a brother.
他说他在学日文。
He said he tried to learn Japanese.
他说日文到什么程度你就毕业了呢
？He asked me, when can I be really fluent in Japanese?
就是操练到你做梦的时候会讲日文，你就是毕业。
And I said, now until you were speak Japanese in your dream.
为什么？因为你已经变成你自然的一部分。
Because I believe get to that point, Japanese will be part of yourself.
然后很多人做坏事，晚上不敢跟别人睡觉。
A lot of people, wicked people, they will not sleep with somebody else at night.
因为不小心这梦话讲出来。
Because they are afraid they might leak out some news now in their dream.
好，所以我们做基督徒啊，你觉得好的事情啊，你觉得有道理是要操练。
We as a Christian, when we find something good, we should pick it up and try to make it as our habit.
好像是我们来教会一样，我讲一些很实际的问题。
I am going to mention some really practical examples.
很多人啊，谈得来的越谈就是那一堆人。
Just like we come to church and we will see small groups gathering.
所以每一次聚完会，他们就习惯就聚在那里。
And at the end of every service, we see those people get together as a group.
然后很多外地来的慕道朋友。
And a lot of truth seekers are the brothers sisters from afar.
只有教会负责人跟几个弟兄跟他打招呼。
Only board members are a few brothers and sisters now greet them.
那么这个需要操练。
We should.Train ourselves.
要操练到大家成了习惯的一部分。你看到一个你不认识的人，就马上进前去问他。
We should train ourselves, exercise ourselves, make it as a habit. So when we see a newcomer, we would go up and make a greeting.
那么如果成为自然的一部分
，if we make it as part of our nature habit,
这个事情就很好做。
Then things can be done quite easily.
要像我们要维持这个会堂里面的敬虔气氛。
The other thing is, if we, how can we? Maintain the solemnity in the chapel.
有时候我们到美国教会参加他们聚会。
if we go to services in the other denominations,
整个会堂是静静悄悄的，非常敬虔。
We notice now the chapel within the chapel, it is really solemn.
因为他们有那一个操练。
Because they have that exercise.
所以他们一进到会堂
，when they come into the chapel,
很习惯，变成习惯的一部分，就是这个地方是敬拜神的地方，非常敬虔。
As part of their habit, they will not make any loud noise because they believe this is the place for worship.
但是我们如果习惯在会堂高声谈论，自然的你就没有办法学习敬虔。
If we adopt the custom here, you can make loud noise within the chapel, then you could not worship also in the chapel.
我们如果大家开始操练
，If we everybody take it as a lesson and an exercise,
我每一次都要出到会堂才开始谈话。
Self-discipline us not to make any conversation until we go out of this chapel.
那到最后你就会习惯。
Eventually, it will becoming a habit.
即使你不注意的时候，你也不会在会堂讲话，因为这已经成了你自然的一部分。
Even if we don't pay attention, we will not make this place as a marketplace.
基督徒就是运动员。
Christian is also an athlete.
所以我们要操练圣经里面的教训，成为我们自然的一部分，生活的一部分。
We should exercise everything good for us.
我们的目标就是要得胜。
Our goal is to win a crown.
啊，在将来得到神的赏赐。
To receive the reward from God.
再看提摩太后书。
Refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
劳力的农夫理应当先得粮食。啊，这里讲基督徒就是劳力的农夫。
Here says now a Christian also is a farmer.
农夫就是要有一块田，然后在田里面撒种、耕种、除草。
To be a farmer, you need a piece of land and you will now cultivate your crop.
然后最后要收成。
Eventually, you would harvest.
我们每一个人既然是农夫
，since we are farmer, we are farmers.
我们的田在哪里
？Then where is our field?
三块田。
We have three type of field.
第一块田
，first，
我们的心田
，our mind。
第二块田
，second，
我们的家庭
，our family。
第三块田
，third，
我们的教会
，our church。
所以一个人既然是农夫，就要从这三个方面来进行耕作。
As a farmer, we should grow our crops in these three fields.
那么这个田里面种的就是种子，就是神的道。
And in each field, we should sow our seed, which is our God's word.
我小时候种过田。
When I was small, I was a farmer.
这个秧插下去以后
，When you plant the rice,
七天要第一次除草。
Seven days after, you got to weed your field.
过两个月第二次除草。
Then 2 months later, you got to go back to weed your field again.
然后要常常撒这个肥料。
Then you have to fertilize your field.
然后要撒农药。
Also, you might have to apply pesticide.
到最后你才会有收成。
Then eventually you would harvest your crop.
所以这个田里面如果没有除草啊
，if we don't weed our field,
正常的稻米长不到。
Then the crop you want to grow could not mature.
我们心中的这个草是什么
？What is the weed in our mind?
耶稣在世界上讲一个撒种的比喻。
Now, when Jesus preaching, he make a parable.
他讲说有四种土地。
He said there were four type of land.
那么其中有一个土地呀、啊，很好。
One is really good.
这个秧苗长起来。
Pretty fertile and the crop grow.
到最后荆棘把它挤住。
However, the thorn choked it.
那耶稣说这个荆棘是什么
？What is the thorn?
啊，荆棘有世上的忧虑。
That's the worldly worry.
过来钱财的迷惑
and also the temptation from the monetary
第三个今生的厌乐
and also our love freshly love
有的人确实心很好
quite often we have a really good mind
但是在信仰上总是没有办法很成长
however we could not advance in our spirituality
第一个就是世上的忧虑
because we have too much worry
我们坐在这里做礼拜啊心里还是在外面绕
Even if you are here, listen to the sermon. However, your mind may not be here.
就没有办法接受道理。
You could not receive the truth.
道理没有办法进步。
We could not make any progress in our spirituality.
再来是钱财的迷惑。
Second one is not the worry or the temptation from the monetary issue.
耶稣说，人如果爱马门，人就不能够爱神。
Jesus made comment that if a person loved money, then he could not love God.
一个人钱的地位如果高过神，这个人就没有办法服侍神。
If money becoming a top priority, then that person could not worship God.
第三个
third,
世上的快乐。
The worldly fresh now, the worldly enjoyment.
安排很多节目要到哪里哪里哪里快乐。
We make a lot of schedules for entertainment.
结果道理不能进步。
Then we could not make any progress in our truth seeking.
这个杂草也指着我们里面的恶。
Which also refer to the evils in our mind.
耶稣里面没有恶。
But in Jesus' mind, you could not find any evil.
所以他的一生呢就是善。
No wonder he expressed himself as a good man.
我们人要常常冷静地面对自己。
We should quite often self-examine ourselves.
我们会发现自己里面确实会有恶。
We will notice there are evils in our mind.
有时候是骄傲。
Maybe the arrogancy.
有时候是自私。
Maybe selfish.
有时候是嫉妒。
Maybe jealous.
有各种不同的恶要把它拿掉，道理才会进步。
A lot of evils we should weed it out before we can make any progress.
先看箴言24章。
Please refer to Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
在788页。
Proverbs chapter 24.
三十节。
Verse 13.
箴言二十四章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 13.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。31节。
31.
荆棘长满了地皮，啊，草是遮盖的前面，墙石也倒塌了。32节。
32.
我看见就留心思想，我看见就领了训诲。33节。
33.
带碎片石，打钝片石，抱着手弹过片石。34节。
34.
你的贫穷就必如强盗速速的来到。啊，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器人来到。这个地方说，这个箴言的啊，作者说他经过懒惰人的田地。
Here says now the author said I went by the field of the slothful.
他看到荆棘长满地皮。
He noticed now the vineyard was covered by the weed.
墙也倒塌。
And also the walls were covered with metals.
那么他这样做些思想。
And then he considered well.
他就得到了教训。
Then he received instruction.
我们的家庭就是一块田。
Our family is like a field.
父母就是耕田的人。
Parents are the farmer.
所以父母如果注重家庭子女的信仰。
As a parent, if we pay attention to our children's religious education, our faith.
啊，他们有道理。
Make sure they have truth in their mind.
父母就有荣耀。
Then you shall receive glory.
反过来说
in the contrary,
每一个子女在外面就是代表父母所耕种的田地。
Every child represents you in the society.
而如果这个子女表现不好
，if the child could not have a good behavior,
他们就是父母耕种不力。
That means that we have not cultivated our field.
啊，那就变成我们父母的羞辱。
That will becoming a shame on us.
所以有时候这个子女，虽然没有人看到父母怎样教子女，但子女在外面的表现就代表父母对子女这田地耕种的态度。
People may not know how we train our children, however, they can notice the way we train our children through our children's behavior.
所以圣经说我们要勤劳耕种我们的田地，我们家庭。
In the scripture, it reminds us we should cultivate our family, our children.
啊，读者文摘里面有一篇文章这样说。
In article coming from the Reader's Digest,
说现在父母花在子女时间很少。
They know, it says nowadays parents spend a little time on children.
每一天真正跟子女在谈心的时间没有超过十分钟。
Parents spend no more than 10 minutes with their kids.
那么这个十分钟里面就是一大堆的教训命令，完了就走了。
And in those 10 minutes conversation, quite often covered with the instructions and also the scope.
啊，真正的这种关心跟一种疏导很少。
Paying attention outside to teach them to do something is really unheard of.
好，所以这个是我们提醒我们一个地方。
This is a reminder to us.
好，那这一块田地也指的教会
啊。The church also can be compared as a field.
我们大家努力来耕教会的田地。
We should make a, we should be a hard-working farmer to cultivate this field.
我从非洲回来以后，发现甘露教会比以前更漂亮。
When I came back from Africa, I noticed the landscaping in this church has been improved.
有很多小花，以前没有，现在也有。
And many small flowers now I had never seen before.
我常常看弟兄在那里浇水。
I also noticed a lot of brothers or sisters water the garden.
在那里除草。
Also weed this, they are on a assigned lot.
原来就是我们每个人都有分一块小小的地方。
Later on, I found out we have been assigned.Each family a small lot.
这个是属物质的。
This now quarterly arrangement.
当然这是好的。
This is a good habit.
但是更重要，我们要分担一点教会里面属灵田地的照顾。
Most importantly, we should be assigned the spiritual divine work.
好，我们来区里面有没有信徒很软弱没有来的
？We should pay attention to our neighborhood. Is there any brothers or sisters in our neighborhood does not come to church often?
我们有没有花过时间给他们？
Have we spent time with them?
有没有帮他们祈祷过
？Have we prayed for them?
好，我们附近有没有慕道朋友
？In our neighborhood, was there any truth seekers?
我们有没有去撒种
？Have we gone out and sow our seeds?
我们大家如果把更多时间来照顾属灵的这块田地
，If we spend time to cultivate our spiritual field,
会像我们刚才外面这个花园一样，越来越漂亮，我们教会越来越兴盛。
Then the church will be just like in the worldly appearance. Now this church can be becoming a glorious church.
我们来看使徒提摩太后书第二章。
Again, refer to chapter 2 of 2 Timothy.
303页。
Chapter 2 of 2 Timothy.
第三节。
Verse 3.
一直到第六节。
Through Verse 6,
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督的精兵。第四节。
Verse 4,
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。第五节。
Verse 5,
人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。第六节。
Verse 6,
劳力的农夫，理当先得粮食。